We're 2 months into the school year, but many districts in Massachusetts are struggling to transport kids due to a lack of bus drivers. For some students in Framingham, that's meant walking on busy roads. WBUR's Carrie Young paid a visit to the area recently and has this report.
I'm walking on Waverly Street in South Framingham. It's a main thoroughfare in this area, and a lot of cars are passing by, even after morning rush hour. Still, it's a stretch of road that a lot of families in the area are walking this year to get their kids to Barbary Elementary School due to a shortage of school bus drivers. Margie Ann Rosario, a Framingham resident and community advocate, is my guide.
Right here, look, you can't see who's coming up. They can't see who's going down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one sidewalk side.
During the mile and a half long route to the school, we navigate narrow patches of sidewalk and two busy intersections.
Okay. Like this light you saw, it didn't change.
Yeah, no.
It didn't change.
It took a very long time to cycle through, yeah.
Parent Marta Ushka Nivisela is very familiar with this route. She's been taking it every day with her son. The first grader is too young to walk to school by himself.
I think it's inevitable that there will be an accident because there is so much traffic.
The journey takes 40 minutes from Nivisela's home. Because she has to accompany her son on the walk, she doesn't always make it to work on time. And because she can't afford to lose her job as a house cleaner, her son has had to stay home sometimes, especially in the beginning of the school year.
My son didn't go to school for more than a week. Since then, I've been taking him more so he doesn't fall behind in his classes.
Framingham could once transport any student in kindergarten through 12th grade who needed a bus ride. But this year, because of the bus driver shortage, they are limiting service to kids in the 6th grade and below who live more than 2 miles away from school. Those are the minimum requirements under state law. This year, that means about 160 kids have lost yellow bus service.
It's really the toughest part, knowing that there are students that haven't come to school because we cannot transport them.
Lincoln Lynch IV is the district's director of finance and operations. His team has managed to squeeze more students who live under the 2 mile cutoff onto yellow buses, but they're always on the lookout for more free space.
We want to transport as many as we can, but down 20 drivers, it's impossible to do that.
The problem isn't unique to Framingham. The bus driver shortage is hitting many districts in Massachusetts to some degree, according to a statewide trade group. School bus industry watchers say this is a problem because it's hitting kids with less means harder.
It's an equity problem. It's a sustainability problem. It really is an access to education problem. So that's really been our big motivation.
Kimberly Moore is the founder of a tech company called GoTogether. One of its products is called Carpool to School, an online platform that connects families so they can carpool with each other. The D.C. resident founded her company in 2017 after recognizing that bus driver shortages were a problem nationwide. Framingham recently signed on to that service. The district is also trying out other options, like giving middle and high school students free city bus passes. And more change on the state level could be on the way. Starting next year, the test to get a commercial driver's license permit, which is required to drive a school bus, will be offered in multiple languages. Tom Hamilton is the executive director of the School Transportation Association of Massachusetts.
A lot of candidates speak English, but they have a hard time reading it. So that's going to increase the amount of people that can apply.
For community advocate Margie Ann Rosario, all of these efforts are encouraging. Still, she hopes city and state leaders understand the serious impacts that this driver shortage is currently having on kids.
They'd have no choice on the actions that are being made upon them. The schools made that choice for them, but then they're the ones who have to live with the consequence.
Rosario hopes that eventually Framingham Public Schools will consider basing school bus ride eligibility on a family's financial need rather than just age and distance from school. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.